At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello and welcome to episode 509 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. What is going on? I tell you what, guys, you knock at the door, you knock at the door, you knock at the door, and then you break in, like the Kool-Aid man going through the wall here. So we were grinding throughout the week, guys. On Monday, minus 0.32 units. On Tuesday, minus 0.12 units. So, you know, we're turning a, you know, winning more than we're losing. But because of the juice, we're giving back these tiny little, you know, bite-sized units here to the book. But what do? We didn't overreact. We didn't go crazy. We didn't, you know, double down or get scared and lay off. We just stuck with the process and had a great night last night, guys. I'm looking back. Overall, 11-6. Plus 2.72 units. You love to see it. And really, it was because of college basketball. A great night in college basketball. 7-3 overall. George Washington getting it done. Clemson getting it done. Dayton. Dayton with a huge outright win. Plus 4.5. Missouri State coming through for the team. Kansas State with a big three-pointer there late. I know my guy Blake the Megalomaniac was excited about that. And Syracuse late. Cash Russ as well. But the big teachable moment play, guys, was Illinois. Illinois was the ultimate wise guy, sharp as a tack, so sharp I cut my finger and started bleeding all over my keyboard here. But guys, this is a teachable moment that we can kind of apply moving forward. And I'll give you a perfect example why. You know, oftentimes we have our biases when it comes to betting. And even a guy like me who, you know, was super biased when I started and realized that, hey, take away your bias. Look at the data. Look at the line movement. Don't bet what you think is going to happen. Bet what the market is telling you is taking in respected money. So we can really locate respected money through line freezes, through reverse line moves, through steam moves. And of course, you want to have a contrarian mindset as a foundation. And contrarian, you know, it's not the only way to bet on sports. And you don't blindly just take every team getting less than 50%. But when you can combine the both, and we talk about it a lot, but both sharp action with contrarian value. So for example, last night, Illinois getting it done for the team. Everybody and their mother was on Wisconsin, and I mean everybody, almost 90% of bets on Wisconsin in the most heavily bet game of the night. But what happened with the line? It opened at Illinois minus 6.5. Everybody is on Wisconsin, but the line didn't fall to 6 or 5.5 or 5. It stayed where it's at 6.5, and it even crept up further to Illinois minus 7. So that was the ultimate fade the trendy dog. Remember, we like dogs that are gross, that no one believes in. Those really buy low, disgusting hazmat dogs are where we can get value. But when you're a popular dog, which is another word for saying a trendy dog that everyone loads up on. Remember, the public has a huge bias against dogs. They want to bet favorites. You know, if you're going to put your hard-earned money down on a game, you want to put your money behind, quote-unquote, the better team who's expected to win or expected to cover. So when the public loads up on a dog, it can be kind of rare. And when they really load up, like, again, maybe dogs are getting 50%, you know, 55%. But we had Wisconsin almost 90% of bets yesterday, but yet, where did the line go to? It stayed the same, line freeze Illinois, or move further, reverse line move contrarian favorite toward Illinois. So what ends up happening? Illinois rolls for us. 80-67, win by 13. That kind of play right there makes some believers out of us here, guys. Because, again, I was looking on Twitter all day. You got to get Wisconsin, 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 Wisconsin. You know, why is the 18th team favored over the 11th team? Grab the points. The odds makers are crazy. The wrong team is favored. No. Illinois, sharp contrarian reverse line move. Most heavily bet lopsided game of the night. And the liability was always on Illinois. So a huge hit there with Illinois. And I'll bury the lead here a little bit, guys. We got another Illinois situational spot tonight. So stay tuned for that. We'll break it down. Looking at the NBA, so 7-3 in college. NBA 2-2. We got our Orlando over, and I really hope you guys are able to cash the Cleveland under. This is the importance of shopping for the best line and having multiple outs. But Atlanta 219, and I got under 219.5. I think it got down to 219 at some shops, so you might have pushed. Hopefully you won. But this is the importance of, again, having multiple books to bet at, because there's still a few books at 219.5. But again, that's the difference between a win and a push. So hopefully you got that one. Denver over and Lakers over, couldn't get that late night. So 2-2 NBA. And then NHL, the Islanders let us down. We got some good closing line value. It was a really sharp play in their favor. They lose 3-0 to the Kraken, but we got Minnesota, we got Calgary. So 2-1 in the NHL. And guys, now that we have a bit of a break here, and it's funny, I got a lot of you guys and gals tweeting me and DMing me and saying, man, what are we going to do without hockey? Because now it's going to be the All-Star break for a few days here. So I was looking at the schedule. The NHL doesn't come back. Let me double check this until the 7th. Which is what? That's Monday. And then Tuesday the 8th, we got a lot of games here. The 7th, we only have two. So, little break from NHL. I always use All-Star breaks to, you know, kind of catch my breath and look at the data and, hey, you know, what systems are we leaning on? Can we tweak them? You know, can we apply different filters to make them even better? But I was digging into my app and all the plays that I track from the pod. And guess what, guys? The NHL, you know, it was a good year, but I got a number for you. The NHL from opening night until last night, on the pod, plus 24.5 units. So pretty damn good. Along with a few, always love those 6-0, you know, 7-0, 5-0 nights. I know, you know, last few days, maybe this past week, it wasn't as good as we wanted. I feel like maybe it was probably even. But also going into the All-Star break, you know, it's about like Major League Baseball too. Guys have their heads in other places. My buddy David Pastrnak, not my buddy, one of my favorite players on the Bruins, he's going to Key West. So people are going in different directions here. So maybe that's why a lot of these systems, you know, didn't come through to the degree that they had prior in the year. But overall, guys, first half of the NHL season, plus 24.5 units. I will take it. A great start to the NHL. So a ton to get to today, guys. Again, 11-6 plus 2.72 units last night. You love to see it. But now we got a big, big day. So there's no NHL. I only have, what do I have? I only have one play in the NBA, but I have a ton of college basketball. I have 18 plays in college basketball tonight. We have over 75 games in general, but today's pod is going to be college hoops. Coming off a good 7-3 last night. Hopefully we can, you know, keep this hot streak going here. So a lot of college basketball to talk about. One NBA spot that caught my eye, no hockey. Real quick, I just want to issue an update here on the Super Bowl. If you didn't hear from yesterday's pod, I jumped on the Bengals plus 4.5. I think this is the high watermark. You saw this line open 3.5 all the way up to 4.5 to the Rams. So there was some Rams money coming in. And one system that scares me a little bit is, you know, Super Bowl line movement. Whoever the line goes to, last 16 Super Bowls, you know, that could be a dog going plus 3 to plus 2.5 or a favorite, you know, minus 3 to minus 3.5. As long as the line's moving toward you, 11-5 ATS last 16 Super Bowls. So that would favor the Rams. But I also have a great bunch of good stuff on Cincinnati Bengals. Burrow as a dog, 12-7 ATS. Super Bowl dog since 2008, 8-2 against the spread. And this is also a classic contrarian spot where public is, and I wouldn't call the Bengals sharp. I would call the Bengals a contrarian buy low inflated value play. So most heavily bet game, as we know, nothing ever touches the Super Bowl, especially with legalization. But really, you're getting, like, think of it this way. If you're laying the 4.5 with the Rams, you're getting the worst of the number. You know, pros like the Rams really at 3.5, maybe at 4, but really at 4.5, you're getting the worst of it. So I think right now you have a majority bets on the Rams, the kind of that, you know, pro Rams love, a team that, you know, is all in, was in the Super Bowl a few years ago against my Pats. And then also, you know, a trade for Stafford. They were kind of a Super Bowl favorite all year, where the Bengals, no one expected them to be here. They were 200-1. By the way, anyone holding a 200-1 ticket on the Bengals? If so, are you going to hedge? What are you going to do? Let it ride? Are you going to sell it to PropSwap? I'd love to hear from you. But the Bengals, it's kind of that anti-Bengals bias where you see the helmet, you think they stink. So the public's kind of against them. So now at 4.5, I jumped on the 4.5. The juice is back trending to Cincinnati. So if you like the Rams, you probably want to wait because it's going to fall to 4. But if you like the Bengals like me, I'd grab the 4.5 right now because all these 4.5s are pretty much plus 4.5 minus 115, like it's going to get back down to 4. So I grabbed the 4.5 with the Bengals. And really what I love hearing from the legend Brent Musburger, he wrote an article, we talked about it yesterday, but he's on the Bengals as well. He thinks this is a 3-point game, and I agree with him. So I am on the Bengals plus 4.5. Looks like it's getting down to 4. And then still seeing that under money, 49.5 down to 48.5. We have some good signals here to the under. Playoff unders that fall the last decade are 57%. You look at Super Bowl unders, 10-8 last 18 years, but 3-0 the last three, and then playoff unders this year, 8-4. So little lean to the under. Again, you want a teaser? What about taking Cincy up to 10.5, going through 7, going through 10? What about, again, wanting to be with that smart money to the under, but let's pad it up a little bit. Maybe you take the 48.5, bring it up to 54.5. That's just something that kind of crossed my mind. But anyway, guys, a ton to get to. As I mentioned, it's going to be a college hoops pod today. But real quick, housekeeping, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Once you do, put in your email. You'll wake up every morning to the newsletter giving you basically an update of everything that's going on at VSiN and in the sports betting market. You get my market insights sharp report every single day. Today was a college basketball sharp report. I'm actually upset because I really liked Ohio State tonight against Iowa, and that game got postponed. But that was one of them I wrote about. And then some other kind of obscure matches that we'll talk about on the pod in a minute here. But you also get JBT's daily NBA column, Andy McNeil's daily NHL column, Dave Tooley's Tooley Takes column every single day. You get promos for all the legal sports books. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. Get the odds boost, the sign-up bonuses. Again, got to have multiple outs. If you didn't need another example, again, Cleveland under last night. 219.5, you win. 219, you push. That's the importance of multiple outs. And then, of course, you get links to all of our different content, articles, guiding in the right direction, as well as betting education tips and all of our city casts. And then you'll also get all the programs and the shows and the times that day. So it's VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email, start getting it every single day. And then if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, you hear me say it all the time, but sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. We have a great promo right now. Now until they cut down the nets, only $29 here. But you can become a member and get every PointSpread Weekly magazine. We'll talk some biting for tomorrow. Can't wait for that. But then you'll also get the afternoon best bet email letting you know best bet picks from guests and hosts. You get all of our betting guides, everything behind the VSiN.com paywall. And of course, you're also going to get all those low bets, higher dollars, bet splits, money and ticket handles from both DraftKings and BetMGM, which I always like to look at and look for those low bets, higher dollars with the line move toward that contrarian, more money type situation. So again, you can do the trial. You can get the discounted promo here. You can go monthly. You can go annual. A lot of options. But start with a trial. VSiN.com/subscribe. And then of course you want to get on Twitter. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for Twitter. Get on it. I'll tell you one thing last night that really annoyed me, that Denver over, Jokic was a late scratch. So Twitter, hey, Jokic is scratched. The line moved a little bit more to Utah, kind of killed our overplay there. But that's the importance of Twitter. Even if you lose on a play, you kind of realize, hey, if I'm plugged in to Twitter and I can get information that Jokic is going to miss this game, then hey, maybe I look at Utah there. Or if I haven't bet the total, maybe it keeps me off the over, that sort of thing. But Twitter is great for breaking news, breaking information, following local beat reporters, injury alerts, searching guys' names who are questionable. Really, really critical here. Also to create a gambling community, be able to communicate with other bettors. I love that aspect of it as well. So if you haven't done it yet, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email. Questions, comments, suggestions. Got to get referred to a new book. You need an app to track your bets. I can guide you in the right direction. You can always email me, josh@vsin.com. So that being said, guys, after a good night last night, 7-3 in college hoops, highlighted by our sharp as attack, Illinois lay the points. Don't listen to everybody at the bar saying, Wisconsin's getting 7, man. You got to take that. No, the line movement liability and sharp movement was on Illinois, so a huge hit there with the Illini. But let's start, guys, with college basketball. Again, good night last night. Let's keep it going. Again, I have 18 plays tonight. Reminder, when you're listening to the pod, pick and choose what you like. You don't have to play them all. You can, pick the ones that you feel maybe you've been looking at all morning. But the whole point of the pod is to highlight plays with value and leave it up to you as a better what you want to do. And reminder, I always bet every pod play we talk about, just if you were ever wondering. So, that being said, first play on the board for me, I'm going to go South Alabama, guys. South Alabama is on the road at Georgia Southern. South Alabama open as a 2.5-point favorite. They've been bet up to -3 on the road. I'm going to moneyline South Alabama. If you shop around, you can get around a -150, -145. But what I like about this one, KenPom's got him by 2. He's got him ranked much higher, 130 versus 227. Greg Hoops has South Alabama by 4.5. So we got a Hoops angle. We got a KenPom angle, excuse me, with a higher ranked team. Line movement towards South Alabama. And really, I'm banking on South Alabama's offense. They're averaging about 75 a game, only around 69 for Georgia Southern. and really this conference play, something I like to dig into, conference play and home road splits in college. So, you know, we're not dealing with professionals here. So again, you know, going on the road, it can rattle you, or in conference play, it shows you, do you, you know, step up and show up to these big familiarity conference spots, rivalry spots. South Alabama 5-3 in conference, Georgia Southern 3-5 in conference. So line move to South Alabama, better offense. We got a couple edges from our analytics guys. I'm going South Alabama on the money line, minus 145. Next play for me, Western Kentucky. This one is pretty sharp. It looks gross because if you look at Western Kentucky, they've lost five straight. They're on the road. They're 10-11 versus FAU, they're playing Charlotte here, versus Charlotte, who is at home and has a better record, is 11-8. So why is the 10-11 team, who's on the road and lost five straight, favored over the 11-8 team? I smell a rat here. Open Western Kentucky laying 1.5 on the road. It's up to -2. So you know me, guys, at this point, you know, buzzer beater, you know, a three-pointer. You don't want it to screw up here. I moneyline Western Kentucky at -130. KenPom's got them winning by one. He's got them ranked 132 versus 215 for Charlotte. And Greg Koop's better edge for Greg. He's got Western Kentucky by 4. So lines moving toward Western Kentucky. It's fishy. Again, why is that team with the worst record on the road who's lost five straight favored, and why is the line going toward them? Western Kentucky, I'm banking on their offense. We have a couple big edges here. Western Kentucky is averaging 76 points a game, only 69 for Charlotte. Field goal shooting, 48% versus 46%, and rebounding. I think rebounding is going to be hopefully the advantage tonight. Averaging 36 boards a game for Western Kentucky, only 30 there for Charlotte. So give me Western Kentucky -130 on the money line. Next play for me, Hofstra, baby. Let's go Hofstra. Hofstra's at home against Towson. Hofstra opened as a 2.5-point favorite. Kind of a split ticket count, but Hofstra is now up to 3. So line movement toward Hofstra. KenPom's got him by 1. Greg Hoops has him by 5. So another good edge here. And also kind of another fishy number. Why is Hofstra 13-8 favored over Towson, who's 16-6? Shouldn't it be the other way around? Open as a Hofstra favorite, despite their worst record, become more of a favorite, 2.5 to 3. And again, banking on Hofstra's offense, they're 78 points a game versus 72 for Towson. Better shooting team, 47% versus 45%. And Hofstra, hopefully some home cooking here. They're 7-0 at home this season. So I took Hofstra on the money line. Shop around, I got a -150. I think that's pretty widely available now. Next play for me. This one is disgusting. It looks totally gross, but it looks pretty damn sharp. James Madison is at Northeastern. James Madison is getting almost 70% of bets. It's kind of a mini Wisconsin-Illinois play from last night. James Madison is 12-7. Northeastern is 6-15. Northeastern has lost 11 straight. So why on earth is Northeastern favored? Northeastern open, it was like a pick 'em or a -1. It's now up to -1.5. The line's going to Northeastern, even though everyone and their mother is saying, give me James Madison. So again, it looks gross, but it's fishy as hell. Why is a 6-15 favored over a 12-7, especially a 6-15 team that's lost 11 straight? Reminds me a little bit of that Illinois play from last night. KenPom has Northeastern winning by 1. So I'm going to money line Northeastern here, guys, -125. That is my play for James Madison and Northeastern. Next one on the board, transitioning to Oakland, guys. Looking at Oakland, let's do it for Oaktown here, guys. They're on the road at Northern Kentucky. Kind of seeing liability pretty much on Oakland here. You know, they open as around a 3-point favorite on the road at Northern Kentucky. Some of these shops are, or most of them are juiced up, -3, -115. Some shops look like they're even going to go to 3.5. So all movement toward Oakland in this one. KenPom's got them winning by 5. Greg Hoops has them by 6. If you want to lay the 3 and save some juice, I totally get it. But in these matchups, again, some tight numbers here. I went money line on Oakland. I got Oakland -150 on the money line. KenPom has them ranked 111 in the country versus 246 for Northern Kentucky. And really banking on Oakland's offense to come through for us. They're averaging almost 80 points a game, only about 69 points a game for Northern Kentucky. So give me Oakland on the money line, -150. Next play, NC Wilmington. This is one of those don't outsmart yourself, don't overthink it type plays. We have UNC Wilmington, who's 15-5. We have Elon, who's 6-16. NC Wilmington only opens as around a 1-point favorite on the road, but they're creeping up to 1.5. So movement is in favor of NC Wilmington. Again, far better record here. You know, if this line had been moving to Elon, then it's like, hey, fishy number, but kind of moving in the direction of NC Wilmington. KenPom has NC Wilmington by 1. Greg Hoops has him favored by 2.5. Got him ranked much higher, 216 versus 267. Again, a don't overthink it type play, and really conference play benefiting UNC here, Wilmington. NC Wilmington is 9-0 in conference. Elon only 3-6. So give me NC Wilmington. Very short number here on the money line, around minus 125. Next play for me, I'm going to go Louisiana Tech, baby. Let's go La Tech. They're on the road at FAU. What jumped out to me here, guys, kind of a liability play toward Louisiana Tech. A lot of these books open laying around 2.5. Some got up to 3 at one point. You're kind of back down to 2.5. But all liability has been on La Tech on the road. KenPom's got them by 2. Greg Hoops has them favored by 3. Ranked much higher, 82 for La Tech, 141 there for Florida Atlantic. Louisiana Tech's offense is what we're going to bank on tonight, guys. 78 a game versus 75 for FAU. Field goal percentage edge, 47 to 46. Small rebound edge, 38 to 36. And La Tech has been pretty good on the road here, 5-2 on the road. So give me Louisiana Tech on the money line, around a minus 140. Next play, guys. Central Michigan, as Michael Lombardi likes to say, some directional schools. Western Michigan, Central Michigan. I'm going Central Michigan at home, guys. It's a very low bet game. But movement here towards Central Michigan. Central Michigan open around -2.5. They're up to -3. Some movement in their favor. You also look at KenPom. He's got them by 5. Ranked 327 versus 340. Greg Hoops has Central Michigan by 5 as well. And this is kind of a, not that I love Central Michigan. It's more of a bet against Western Michigan type play. Because both these teams are bad. Western Michigan 4-17. Central Michigan 4-13. Both on losing streaks, although actually Central Michigan has won 2 in a row, but really bad overall. Public wants nothing to do with two terrible teams. Just say, hey, let's go to a bigger game with better schools, better records. But yet, lines going to Central Michigan. Tells me wise guys are on Central Michigan here, guys. Western Michigan, 0-10 in conference, 0-9 on the road. That's the kind of team I want to bet against. Give me Central Michigan, minus 150 on the money line. Next play for me. Let's go Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Stephen F. Austin, 316, smashing some beers over our heads and guzzling them down. I'm on SFA Stephen F. Austin, guys. Public split down the middle, doesn't know what to do here. You have two pretty good teams, Utah Valley 14-6, Stephen F. Austin 13-8, both of 3 in a row for Utah Valley. Stephen F. Austin coming off a big win against Cal Baptist here. But public's down the middle, doesn't know what to do. But Lions going to Stephen F. Austin, guys. Lions going to Stone Cold here. Stone Cold opened -2. They've been bet up to -3.5. So good move in their favor. And anytime you have a split ticket count, theoretically, a line really shouldn't move at all. Yet we're seeing this line move in favor of Stephen F. Austin. So I'm on Stephen F. Austin on the money line, minus 165. KenPom's got him favored by 1. So again, you know, you can make a case by low Utah Valley in the points here. But I also don't want to go up against a direct sharp bet there on Stephen F. Austin. So Stephen F. Austin, 8-3 at home. Utah Valley, 4-5 on the road. And Stephen F. Austin, if we're looking for an advantage tonight, it's that they lead the WAC in points in the paint, 38 points a game. So hopefully the advantage there is on the boards. Guys, how many have we done yet? How many did we just talk about? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Perfect. I got 18 plays. Stephen F. Austin was the ninth play. So we got to take a very, very short break, but we got way more to get to. We have 9 more bets in college basketball. And in particular, we have a spot tonight on a huge game, most heavily bet game of the night, that is almost a carbon copy of our Sharp as Attack Illinois play last night. So stay tuned for that, guys. We got 9 more college basketball games to talk about. I got 1 in the NBA. And we're going to see if we can finish strong after a good night last night. So do not go anywhere. On episode 509 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, who you knock at the door, knock at the door, knock at the door, and then you get in, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
All right, everyone, we are back at it after looking back toward last night, 2-1 NHL, finishing the first half of the NHL season up 24.5 units, so NHL has been great, and the data backs it up. 2-2 in the NBA, Jokic late scratch really hurt us on that one. I really hope you got the hook on the Cleveland under, and then also, again, buried the lead, but college basketball, 7-3, great night in college hoops. So we started the pod, again, updating some Super Bowl line movement, also got halfway through our college basketball card. So let's keep grinding college hoops. We left off with Stephen F. Austin, and don't worry, I'll recap all the bets here once we get through it. But next play on the board for me, Old Dominion, baby. ODB. Old Dirty Bastard, Old Dominion. Let's go. But anyway, guys, pardon my French, earmuffs. Old Dominion, this is a very low bet game. Really, no one wants to touch this game, yet we're seeing really sharp movement here toward Old Dominion. So Marshall's 8-13, Old Dominion is 8-12. So you're kind of like two bad teams. You know, why take the point? Why lay the points? Just take the points. We're seeing the movement toward Old Dominion here. They open as around a 3-point favorite at home. They've been bet up to -4.5. So good movement in their favor. I moneyline them a little high, but again, Ken Pom's got them by 5. Greg Hoops has them by 4. I moneyline them -190. Again, a little high here. If you want to lay the points, I get it. But with two bad teams, I'm just going to put on my WWJD, my win the damn game. Not what would Jesus do, but win WTDG. I always screw that up. WTDG. Win the damn game for Old Dominion. Old Dominion's defense is what we're banking on. They're only giving up 67 a game versus 77 for Marshall. And this is a fade Marshall play. You know, we talked about Central Michigan, really not loving Central Michigan, but wanting to fade Western Michigan. This is another play where we're fading Marshall. They're 1-7 in conference. They're 1-7 on the road. And the line in a very low bet game with no public action is going toward Old Dominion. So give me Old Dominion on the money line, -190. Another play for me. Let's go Denver, Rocky Mountain High. I'm on Denver money line on the road. They're on the road at North Dakota. Denver open as around a 1-point favorite. They're up to 1.5. Some shops are even inching up toward 2. So another low bet game with line movement toward Denver. Ken Pom's got them by 3. Greg Hoops has them favored by 2.5. So again, you want to lay the points, save some juice. I get that too. But with Ken Pom, he's got them ranked 296. Sounds pretty bad, but this is the lesser of two evils play. North Dakota's ranked 346. Both teams are averaging about 69 points a game, but defensively, Denver's only given up 73 versus almost 80 there for North Dakota, and really banking on field goal percentage. Excuse me, over half sneeze just cast. Banking on, what did I say, the field goal shooting. Denver shooting 46% from the field, only 40% from North Dakota, so really banking on Denver to hit their shots. And another bet against play. You know, we want to fade Marshall tonight. We want to fade Western Michigan tonight. I also want to fade North Dakota. I know they're at home, but they're 0-10 in conference. They're 3-6 at home. In Denver, even though, you know, not a great record here, they're 4-7 on the road, so not terrible. But give me Denver here on the money line, -125, to win the damn game. Next play for me. I'm going to save the big one for the end here, so let's hit on a few more here. But Wyoming. I'm on Wyoming, baby. Wyoming at home. Against Boise State. Line pretty much has kind of stayed where it's at. You know, a lot of these shops open at a pick'em or, you know, somewhere Wyoming -1. I saw at one point a couple books were Boise State -1. So it's kind of been back and forth. But I'm going Wyoming here. Again, if you're at a pick'em number, you know, compare the pick'em price to the spread price. You know, again, don't just automatically bet one versus the other. Try to save some juice here. But Ken Pom has Wyoming by 1. Our buddy Greg Hoops has Wyoming by 4.5. So Greg's bullish on Wyoming here. And Wyoming's offense is what we're banking on. They're averaging 77 a game. Boise State only 67. Field goal shooting, better shooting team for Wyoming, 48% versus 44%. So I'm on Wyoming, guys, at pretty much a pick'em, a -1, you know, a +1, a money line. Make it easy on yourself. I money-lined Wyoming around -110 in this one. And also Wyoming, 9-0 at home this year. I sweat Wyoming, what was it, a couple days ago, or maybe it was last week, and that home court advantage is legit. And if you watch this game on TV, they have the really cool like cowboy in the middle of the the arena, so it's kind of badass. So go Wyoming, baby, on the money line. Next play for me, I'm gonna buy low, walk a tightrope here, but give me Stanford. I'm on Stanford with an inflated line opportunity. Stanford is at home against Washington State. There was some money toward Washington State. Washington State opened around a 2-point favorite on the road. They got up to 3 or even 3.5. I think now there's value to grab Stanford at this point. I jumped on Stanford getting 3.5. You may be only able to get a 3 right now. I'm seeing it come back down a little bit, which is a good sign, you know, for Stanford buyback. Not a great sign if you missed the 3.5. But anyway, I'll grab the 3 if you missed the 3.5. KenPom only has Stanford losing by one. Greg Hoops actually has Stanford winning by two. Stanford is 9-1 at home. And these teams met up January 13th. Stanford beat Washington State 62-57, and they're actually a 7.5-point dog there. So you could kind of say, hey, you know, revenge spot, Washington State, they're upset, they're mad, they want to come back and win this game. But on the other hand, you can say now Stanford's at home, and they've kind of had their number. So I'm on Stanford there. You'd love the 3.5. That's your high water mark. Hopefully you have a kind of a square, low-hanging fruit or slow book there who hasn't adjusted. If not, I'll take the 3. Give me Stanford in that one. Next play for me, Sacramento State, baby. Let's go Sacramento State. I wrote about this one in the newsletter, in the Sharp Report for today. But Sacramento State, very low bet game. It's a 10 o'clock game. You know, no one really wants to bet this game. Two bad teams, 7-13, Northern Arizona, 6-11 for Sacramento State. But the line's going to Sacramento State. They open around a 1.5-point favorite. They've been bet up to -2.5. Some shops look like they may be even maybe going even to 3 here at this point. So always keep in mind those low bet games that, you know, no one is waking up today saying, I got to bet Northern Arizona, Sacramento State. So the fact that Sacramento State is getting hit in a very low bet game tells me wise guys, when they saw this line open, thought this thing was too low. So I'm money line Sacramento State, -150 on the money line. KenPom's got them by 4. Got them ranked 317 versus 330. But Northern Arizona, 1-6 on the road. And also Greg Hoops has them favored by 3.5 here with Sacramento State. So I'm going to bet against Northern Arizona. I'm going to take Sacramento State at home. Give me Sac State, -150 on the money line. Now our late night sweats, guys. A couple more late night sweats. Pacific at home. I wrote about this one as well in the Sharp Report. But Sharp move to Pacific. They open -2 at home. They're up to 3.5. So good line move in their favor. Money line here. Let's see what I got. I think I got a -160. So that's kind of a, again, a little high of a price, but, KenPom has him by 5. Greg Hoops has him by 3.5. KenPom's got, Pacific favored or sorry, Pacific ranked 264 versus 286 Pepperdine. You're also looking at kind of a matchup here where we're looking to fade Pepperdine. Pepperdine is 0-8 in conference. They're 0-9 on the road. They've lost 8 straight. The line's going to Pacific in a low bet game. Give me Pacific here, betting against Pepperdine. I'm on Pacific, -160 on the money line. Next play for me, going Riverside at home against Hawaii. Now, this one looks super fishy. Hawaii is 11-5. UC Riverside is 11-7. But UC Riverside has lost 2 of their last 3. And Hawaii has actually won 7 straight. So if Riverside has the worst record and Hawaii is hot as hell right now, then why did line open Riverside -2.5? And why is it up to 3? Tells me sharp reverse line move to Riverside. There's actually public, you know, take saying, hey, give me Hawaii all day. Yet the line's going to Riverside. Looks like a sharp contrarian reverse line move to me. I'm on Riverside. Money line -150. KenPom's got him by 4. Greg Hoops has him by 5. Got him ranked 153 versus 169 for Hawaii. And again, fishy spot. Hawaii's hot. Yet why is Riverside the favorite and becoming more of a favorite? And that is a Riverside 6-3 at home as well. So let's get some home cooking. Another late night play, Washington and Cal. I'm going to go Cal on the money line. I wouldn't call this a sharp play. To me, it's a buy low value spot. Cal open laying 2.5 at home. We've seen it get down to 2, but public is all over Washington here. This is another kind of fishy spot. Like, you know, Washington is 11-8. Cal is 9-13. Cal has lost 8 straight. So again, this is kind of a gross one, but if Cal has lost 8 straight and they have the worst record, then why do they open as a favorite? Again, 2.5's got down to 2, but KenPom's got Cal by 5. Greg Hoops has him by 5. You're looking at Cal's defense, really big advantage here. They're only giving up 65 a game versus 72 there for Washington. Field goal shooting, Cal 44% versus Washington 40%. And again, a fishy spot where, yeah, line dipped a little bit. But again, why is a 9-13 who's lost 8 straight favored over an 11-8? Looks fishy to me. I want to be on that fishy side. Give me Cal on the money line, -130, again, with KenPom having them win by 5. So we went through, 17 of our 18 bets. I saved the big boy, for last year, Arizona and UCLA. So guys, this is not a carbon copy, but very similar to our really sharp bet with Illinois last night. So think of it this way. UCLA is 16-2. They're third in the country. Arizona is 17-2. They're seventh in the country. This line opened with Arizona listed as a 6.5-point favorite, 7-point favorite even at some shops, pretty much 6.5. The public is hammering UCLA plus the points. Same exact thing as Wisconsin last night. Wisconsin's ranked higher. The line's too high. The odds makers are crazy. The odds makers have the wrong team favored. This one dipped a little bit. You know, some of these 6.5, 7s are down to 6 right now. But I think getting down on the -6 Arizona is a really sharp bet here. It's kind of a faith, it's a big faith the trendy dog like Illinois. KenPom's got him by 5, so it's not a KenPom edge. But Greg Hoops has him favored by 7.5. And when you give me the most heavily bet game of the night, 8 o'clock, highest ticket count of any game, most public play of the night, almost 80% of bets on UCLA, give me that disgusting fade the trendy dog, contrarian favorite Arizona. I love this play for Arizona tonight. Again, just like Illinois from last night. Public saying, why is this line so big? Why is number 7 favored over number 3? The other interesting fact here, which is another reason why the public loves UCLA, is that these teams actually met, when was it? January 25th, so only like a week ago. And Arizona got blown out by UCLA. UCLA beat Arizona 75-59. I think that was the game there. We were actually on UCLA in that game. I'm pretty sure, yeah, they're getting 2.5. I think we took the points in that one. But public is saying, again, UCLA just crushed Arizona. And now they're getting 6.5, 7, 6. Grab the points all day. But this is a fade the trendy dog Arizona play, guys, for me. I'm laying the 6 with Arizona. KenPom, let's see. Again, yeah, by 5. Greg Hoops by 7.5. But if you look at the data and really the each offensive category, really favors Arizona. Arizona's offense averaging 86 a game versus 78 for UCLA. Arizona's field goal shooting, 48% versus 45% UCLA. And a big advantage on the boards, 44 a game versus 37. So everybody and their mother UCLA, you know I'm on this disgusting, gross contrarian favorite with Arizona. The line looks too high. It also looked too high last night with Illinois. But sometimes, guys, and again, UCLA could win outright. UCLA could cover. But this is a play I make every single time because it's fishy as hell. And I want to be on that fishy side. Give me Arizona. -6, baby. So for those playing at home, little recap here. Arizona, -6. Cal, moneyline, -130. Riverside, moneyline, -150. Pacific, moneyline, -160. Sacramento State, moneyline, -150. Stanford, inflated, +3.5 or +3. Wyoming money line around -110. Denver money line -125. Old Dominion money line -190. Stone Cold Stephen F. Austin money line -165. Central Michigan money line -150. La Tech money line -140. NC Wilmington money line -125. Oakland money line -150. Northeastern, boy, I hope we can get Northeastern. That one is disgusting. Money line -125. Hofstra money line -150. Western Kentucky moneyline -130, and South Alabama moneyline -145. So 18 bets there. Guys, can we get 10 or more, 11 or more? That's what I'm banking on, grinding out a profit here. Let's go college hoops. One last play for me, guys. Again, no NHL, kind of a small slate in the NBA. There's some questionable guys like Trae Young there in that Suns game. So I'm looking at only one bet tonight. I'm going to go over in the Lakers-Clippers game. This is a 10 o'clock game. The total opened 217.5 and bet up to 220. I got down on the over 220. Number one, we got over movement. If you look at you know, some of these over moves in general, kind of like over steam, so I have a system called over steam that is 55% this year. So if you go up at least 2.5 points, the over ends up 55%. Again, you get a better number. It's probably even higher here. But some sharp movement to the over. We have some over refs, Zach Zarba and Jason Goble. Both around 52 to 55% to the over. This is a pace play for me as well. Lakers, Clippers, both top 15 in pace. Clippers are eighth, or sorry, yeah, Clippers are 14th. Lakers are eighth. So top 15 pace. Clippers 4-2 to the over their last six. 4-2 to the over their last six at home. December 3rd, these teams met. It was a 119-115 game. And the other kind of like X factor here, guys, is that this is quote unquote, you know, Clippers at home. But it's a Staples Center. This is a home game for both teams. Yeah, Clippers are designated the home team, but I kind of like that angle of, you know, neither team is on the road. So familiarity, you know, being on quote unquote your home court for both teams, I think that's a benefit here too. And again, we have seen the Clippers scoring a lot of high scoring games in general. We do have the Lakers 29 and 23 to the over, even though they let me down last night. So I think they get up for this game. It's kind of like, you know, who runs LA? I think you're going to get some scoring here. At least I hope. I am on the over Lakers, 220, baby. That about does it, guys. Another pod in the books here. We're knocking at the door. Monday, -0.32 units. Tuesday, -0.12 units. And then we break through yesterday with a great day, 11-6 plus 2.72 units. So let's keep it going. A big Thirsty Thursday here, guys. Reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if you never in your life would have ever laid 6.5 with Illinois last night, but you're starting to kind of get the swing of it, looking at sharp contrarian plays, really analyzing line movement, maybe a cash on Illinois or some of the other bets we talked about. But if you enjoy the pod, if you've learned a few things, if you see your bankroll, slowly going bottom left to top right, as my guy Pritch likes to say, if you've learned a couple tips, strategy systems, you feel more confident getting down in the market, you feel like, hey, I'm not just, throwing darts here, I have a system to lean on, then if that's the case, or if you just think I'm a good guy and you want to make my day, that's okay too. But there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set. How and why they move. How to locate sharp action. How to read line movement. How to locate contrarian value. How to identify steam moves, reverse line moves, line freezes, like Illinois last night. Bankroll management. Full chapter on that. Why you should avoid parlays. Tips and strategies, all the major sports, as well as how to place a bet in person or online and how to shop for the best line, all included in my book. So if you want to pick up a copy, it would mean a lot to me. If you already have, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods in newly legalized Connecticut, if I bump into you in the Matrix in New York, where legal betting is exploding, I heard a rumor they got to $1 billion in like 2 weeks. When, these other big, states, it takes them a month to get $1 billion. So again, New York, just huge there. Or of course, if you're out in the desert, with sweating sharp contrarian plays, sipping pina coladas at Stadium Swim at Circa, or indoors at Circa in front of the big screen, getting a victory burger, or of course at the South Point where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number owners, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. You know, show me some good tickets from last night. Minnesota Wild on the minus 155 money line. Calgary getting it done. What else we got? Cleveland under. Hopefully you had the hook there. Orlando over. But really, guys, college basketball is good to us last night. Our hard work paid off here. Let's see if we can continue. Syracuse plus 2. Kent State money line. Illinois, the ultimate wise guy play. Minus 6.5, getting it done. Winning by 13. Missouri State, Dayton. Dayton 4.5, they went outright. Clemson money line, and also George Washington, guys. Flash me one of those good tickets. First one's on me, next one's on you. Do not show me an Islanders ticket, they let us down. But we're going to keep on grinding, and we're going to post about the book, sweat sharp contrarian plays all night. So I wish you the best of luck, everybody. Have a great Thirsty Thursday. If you're around, tune into Betting Across America. I'll be co-hosting me and Pritch today. I think it's Gamble and Lou Day, so tune in for Gamble and Lou. He'll bring the heat from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Also be joining Danny Burke on Rush Hour tonight around 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. So big day, big sweats. It's college basketball, guys. Let's have a big college hoops night after a big night last night. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Nope. There's no such thing as a locker guarantee. And again, I'm actually looking toward last night. Anyone bet George Mason too? We could have gone 8-2. They lost in double overtime, 92-90. Anyway, but if we can consistently, again, I'm not a handicapper. Maybe you are. I think we all strive to be. But as market-based bettors, we don't have to handicap every game. We don't have to see a game and say, hey, it's -5. My model says -3. Let's lay the point. Or let's grab the dog. No, if you're kind of like me, you're always looking for that sweet spot where you're simultaneously against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, no parlays, and get some closing line value. That's how we're going to succeed long-term, guys. Have a great Thursday. Get ready for a big Fade the Public Friday tomorrow. I wish you the best of luck. And of course, as always, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. It's going to save you from your next bad beat. Have a great Thursday, guys. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.